You assessed the run game last week and, you know, what you think you would have liked to have done a little better?
We would have liked to been more productive early in the ball game. We didn't necessarily control the line of scrimmage early on, and that was something that we looked back on with regret and wish we had done a better job, all of us collectively, of controlling the line of scrimmage.
Was that maybe a function of this is the first time your five guys were together, or?
That's part of it, because to run the ball effectively in the National Football League, it takes seven people. It's going to take five offensive linemen, a tight end, fullback, and in some regards the halfback as well, because they have to be able to make the right read and make good decisions and put the ball where it should be put. So as a unit, we weren't nearly as efficient as we certainly would want to be, and we've corrected some of those errors this week, and we look forward to having a better game this Sunday.
Kirby, can you tell in practice if the guys are getting the chemistry they need, or will it only show up when you get to the game?
I think it's both. I think they're showing the chemistry that we need through work, through our individual periods. And then when we do competition periods versus the opponent's defense, we're doing a better job of communicating and getting on the same page, because to run it and to be good at running it, it's a process. It's the play. It's the assignment. It's the block. It's the technique. It's the fundamental. And if one person is off, you're going to have, a play that's not as effective as it should be.
Were you happy with the way that, you know, Isaiah hit the holes and made the decisions and all that sort of stuff?
Well, I think that always can be better. You certainly know when a person's hitting it in the right spot by where it's going and what he's reading. So we think that part can improve as well, how he's reading it, his burst into a hole and the acceleration out of it. So it all plays a part of it, and we think he can do that better as well.
This group of offensive linemen can gel pretty quickly. I mean, do you have confidence that, you know, it's not going to take until, you know, halfway through the season for them to kind of come together the way they need to?
The beauty of our game is that it's 7 days away, and we think that this Sunday is a great opportunity to gel and to get off on the right foot and being aggressive and making some strides in the run game. So, everybody's kind of taking it personal this week that we weren't as effective as we should have been or would have liked to be. But this is another opportunity. It's always 7 days away, and you got to go for it.
How did you assess your back's performance in pass protection?
I thought we were fair to average. I think there's a lot of improvement to do and still to make. You're going to always win some and lose some because it's the National Football League and you're playing against the best of the best. And you're not going to win every battle, but you've got to be willing to step up and take on the fight and the challenge. I think our men are doing that. We understand that each time it's an individual battle. And our goal is to win it every time. You want to be perfect. And we try to grade on did you give up a quarterback hit, a pressure, or a sack. And last week we would have liked to pitched a shutout, and we didn't because we gave up a pressure and we gave up a sack. So we got a lot of work to do in that, and we've done a good week, good job this week of working on that to be better and to be more violent in our pickups and to be perfect.
Of course, front seven strong and they're aggressive. Obviously, Suggs is a big part of that. How do you neutralize that strength and aggressiveness that they possess up front?
I don't know if you can. they're really talented at what they do. They're very good at what they do. They do a great job of game planning for an opponent. And what we have to do is just make sure we're on top of our assignments, that there's lots of communication and guys are going to the right spots. And you want to do a good job of identifying where are their weaknesses at. And that's what you want to try to exploit, because every defense has some, and we tend to try to explore that this weekend. Very few, but the few that we found, we're going to try to go there every time.
What makes that the front four? I mean, they're lying with some of those guys. Why are they so stout?
Well, it's a combination. We think, you know, number one, they're very talented individuals. Their defensive staff has been together a long time. They have a great system in place. And everyone understands that they have an assignment, and they're going to hit their gaps, and they're going to hold their gaps. They do a great job of holding each other accountable. Very rarely is someone out of their gap, and they'll give up a tackle to make sure that that gap's closed down so that the next man can make the tackle. And that's the challenge. You've got to find that one gap that's open as a runner to exploit it. And so they are very good at what they do. And this is going to be a big challenge for us. They're playing really, really well right now. They have a lot of confidence coming into this game, and it'll be a challenge.
Would you like to see maybe Duke used in the running game a little bit more to provide a changeup to Crowe?
I think he'll have some opportunities this week, and each game is a little bit different in how you prepare, as you know. And this week, it's different from the last week. So we're looking forward to having him out there and contributing any way that he can as a runner, as a receiver, as a pass protector. He wears many hats for us, and we'd like to see him get some touches.
What did you think of Matthew Days in his first real action?
He's a work in progress. He did what he was asked to do for the most part. He had some rookie type of mental errors that we think will disappear the more he plays and the more he prepares. But I think he, like the rest of us, has a lot of room for improvement and growth. He's done a great job in the 2 months he's been here of developing and coming along and coming up to speed to what we need him to do. And we expect this week to be better than last week, because it's nothing like playing. You can, you know what I mean? You can learn and practice, but to get better, you got to play. And that's how he's going to get better, is by playing.
Danny Vitale, only 4 snaps. Is that another example of week to week, or you might use him more?
Yes, just week to week. And we like Danny. We like what he brings to our football team. And last week was, we felt it was best to attack them in a certain type of way from a personnel standpoint. And we think this week he will play a little bit more, and we'll see on Sunday.
And how do you balance getting him the reps and the experience that he needs versus you know what you have in Crowe, you know what you have in Duke, even though you maybe want to share the wealth? How do you balance that in a game plan?
Number one is the practice. You know, you have to take the mental reps in practice. You've got to spend extra time studying film, because there are not enough snaps to get him a lot of work during the work week. So he has to be mentally prepared and mentally prepare like he's going to play 30, 40 snaps per game. And then once the game starts, he's got to really be in tune. He's got to look at every rep from the sideline like he is the runner and making that decision on that read. He is the pass protector. He has to pick up that blitz. So his mental preparation is what brings him to the game prepared. And then once he's on the field and between the white lines, then the execution has to take over.
Just the quarterback running back exchange. I mean, do you expect that to even speed up, or was that what you needed it to be?
There's always room for improvement. Sometimes maybe a quarterback can cut a running back off from the lane he's trying to read. Sometimes our footwork is not where it needs to be. We're too tight or we're too wide, and that's something we work every day at practice. We have an exchange period between the quarterbacks and the halfbacks, and you're trying to perfect that, so on Sundays that's not an issue. You got enough problems trying to block those 11 gorillas on the other side of the ball. So it's really, really important that we're always in sync with each other.
Besides the location of the quarterback, what's the primary difference or difficulty in running out of the shotgun versus when the quarterback's under center? What's the dramatic difference there?
Number one is the ball security. Because when you're in a shotgun, you don't always have the ball in the proper arm to leverage your defense, and you can't use your off arm, off hand as a weapon, as opposed to when you're in a shotgun. That's the first thing. Number two, you don't see the entire football field when you're running from the shotgun. You're cutting it in half. You're cutting it to a section, and you're trying to read one specific thing. And often, more times than not, you don't see that second defender. You have to know through preparation, this is what's occurring on the back side of me, because of how you prepare and how you know the defense is going to fit in a particular scheme. So it is different for the runner, but it's something that they prepare for in practice, and it's not a big deal.